Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast.
Well, hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Jess. You probably already know that if you're not new to the show, welcome back. If you are new, welcome here. I am so, so grateful each and every week to drop in with you on all the shows, all of the interviews, all of my solos. But here on Thursdays, I drop a special little micro mini-sode. We'll see how long this one goes, where we take a key from my keychain and I hand it off to you to help you unlock whatever might be locked up when it comes to your wealth, your confidence, your beauty, your self-love, your vitality, your thriving in your own power and light and purpose and joy. Okay, that's what we're up to here in general on the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. These are the conversations that I bring you week after week that remind you that you are not a human being having a spiritual experience. You are a spiritual being having a human experience, and you just signed up to incarnate on this planet, most likely if you're listening to my show, as a woman who has decided to follow her dreams. And that all in and of itself is a tall order. It can be challenging to be a woman who is rising in her light. And a lot of things can come up in terms of imposter syndrome and scarcity and comparisonitis and exhaustion and heartbreaks and failures. And we're, you know, not going to get into all of that today, but I just know that because I've walked all of that myself a million times over, and I'm still here and I'm still standing. And I hope that this show week to week provides you a sense of home, because I know this community is so powerful and so beautiful. And so as you listen to the show today, as you listen to the show any day, just always remember to take a minute, maybe even close your eyes and put your hand on your heart and feel into the collective field of all of the other women. We have thousands and thousands of women who listen to this show across the world, listening to, and you're all connected by some invisible but very potent iridescent thread that is weaving across this planet like the sacred web of women remembering who they are. And that's pretty amazing. You should be so proud to be here. I'm proud that you're here and grateful. All right, I want to dig into some business stuff today because, you know, I'm feeling really inspired lately, particularly because I just finished, which is crazy to say, my 12-week group coaching and certification program, an online modern-day MBA business and spiritual training for over 60 women that are just about to graduate and get certified within the Feminine Frequency Business School. And literally, you guys, that community, if some of you are listening, special shout out to you guys, because it's just been the light of my life. And I just cannot wait to continue to bring more women to that program. But throughout this 12-week journey, a lot comes up for this community, and it's reflective of the collective, right? Like, as above, so below. What's happening in the micro is often what's happening in the macro. And so many of us as female entrepreneurs, yes, we struggle with our brand and our messaging and getting the right clients and ensuring that the sales come in. But really, what is at the bedrock of our business is what we sell, having a strategic, profitable, aligned product suite. Our product suite dictates, of course, how we market and message and brand. It dictates who we call in as our ideal clients. It dictates our financial prosperity And ultimately, it dictates our business becoming an asset, an operation that can scale. And if we're trying to do all of the things and be all of the things to everyone and don't really have a true strategy and are confident and embodied in our core services, we aren't going to land. We're not going to grow. We're not going to scale. You might for a minute, you might get some quick hits and early wins with some fun, creative, non-strategic products and offers, but you're going to burn out. And so I'm really here to invite you to remember that you don't need multiple offers. You don't need 10. You certainly don't need 20. You don't even need 5. I believe that you need the right 2 to 3 offers that really reflect your essence, serve your right people, and help you scale with ease. Now, when I was starting my agency, I wanted to be the every woman because I honestly not only was wanting to work with as many clients as I could, sure, and be a yes woman and help as many people as I could, but it was actually coming from a ton of scarcity. And I would say yes to opportunities that were slightly outside of my genius zone. And my business felt like chaos and I was running myself ragged and my team was quitting on me and my clients weren't happy. And it wasn't until midway through that Simply Be chapter, I ran that business for 7 years, that we built a product suite where we only sold 3 things. And yes, we turned away business at times because we weren't always aligned. But on the flip side, we doubled the business. We at times tripled the business. We scaled. I had the longest standing staff because people weren't quitting because there was clarity internally. Clients were happy. The business started to thrive based upon, really, if I'm going to name it at the core, our product suite. So when I launched this platform, this business, my third business, Jessica Zweig Inc., I looked around the space. I knew I wanted to go into coaching and I had all the options at my fingertips. I could build courses, I could do masterminds, I could do online memberships, I could do workshops, I could do one-to-one consulting, I could do VIP containers, I could do 30-day accelerators, I could do digital products, I could do keynote speaking, I could monetize my podcast and my Instagram through brand partnerships. Like, I wrote it all down on a whiteboard and felt into really what really lit my soul on fire, what felt the most optimal for my time and my energy that would have the most impact both in my clients and in the bottom line of my company. And today, we sell 3 things at Jessica Zweig Inc. My Feminine Frequency Business School, my retreats, and my mastermind. That is it. I do have some off-the-shelf offers that are invite-only that I don't even market, and I'm incredibly selective with. All right, my friends, if you are listening to this podcast, I know that you know that the Matrix is bullshit. And yet it has gotten its hooks into so many of us, looping us into stress and scarcity and survival. And I can say this because I speak from deep experience. But here's the truth: your cells, your body, your systems, your life was built for brilliance, not burnout and fear. It is time, sister, to deprogram the deep programs that have been running your life for most of your life. And microflow microdose mushrooms is your key. Now, these are high vibe, organic, Reiki infused blends designed to support your nervous system, your menstrual cycle, your psyche, and your physical body in breaking free from it all. Microflow isn't just a magic mushroom microdosing company. Microflow is different. It is a soul technology. It's founded by Christy Nault as the only cycle syncing microdose protocol made for women to balance divine masculine and divine feminine energy on the market. The Exude blend activates your radiance, heart opening, bold expression, and full aliveness. I love to take Exude during my follicular and ovulation phases of my cycle. And then there's Surrender, which softens your system into deep rest, healing, and fertile reconnection. And I love to take Surrender during my luteal and menstrual phases. Now, if you want to tap into even higher states of consciousness, pick up a bottle of Theta with Egyptian Blue Lotus, which Christy says, and I've experienced this personally working with it, is a portal not into 5D realms, but 7D realms. When you use it in ceremony, channeling, ecstatic dance, or breath work, Trust me, you are going to have an unforgettable life-changing activation. And when you purchase Theta, you're going to get Christy's full 4-hour guided breathwork experience for free. Microflow isn't about escaping. It's about alchemizing your life, your business, your relationships, your health, your vitality into more freedom. I would not have the life that I have, the business that I have, the team that I have, the body that I have, the marriage that I have, and the joy that I have if it wasn't for using Microflow consistently every single week of my life for the last 3 years. So visit microflowhealing.com now and use code Jessica10 at checkout for $10 off your order. Visit microflowhealing.com today to pick up your blends, and do not miss Christy's free 2.5-hour microdosing masterclass. Your sovereignty begins now. Let's talk about you. To really start with your highest frequency offer, really tune into what that is for you and your business and begin at the top. I want you to ask yourself, what's the most powerful transformation you can facilitate for your clients? This is ideally what you are most embodied within when it comes to your work, that lights your soul on fire, that you can name exactly how you take your clients from A to B to Z, and to price it high, and to create it lean, and to ultimately deliver it beautifully. And if that doesn't exist for you yet, this is an amazing invitation to start brainstorming. And if that already exists in your product suite, in your business, then this is an invitation to double down on it. Now, I want you to reverse engineer your value ladder, okay? And what I mean by that is once the premium offer that you have is solid, from there, you can create stages to take people in, whether it's a mid-ticket or low-ticket offer to feed people into it. And I don't want you to necessarily overthink this. Like, the question here is, what does somebody need to believe, know, and embody before they're ready for my high-ticket offer? And for Simply Be, we actually did something really outside the box. We created free workshops where we would have people come into our offices for happy hour. We had a beautiful headquartered office in Chicago, and we would invite clients in, and we tell them to bring their friends in, and we would use it as a networking mixer, and we would open up the conference room, and we would do a little mini presentation, complete value add, absolutely no sell, just pure education. And we would always get clients from that. We use that as a strategy. We turned that into what we called reciprocity breakfast, where we would invite a bunch of women into a breakfast. It was usually female driven. And we'd all go around the circle and we would offer what we want to give, what our support could be to the women in the room, and ask what we need to receive, what we're looking for, whether it was for a client or an introduction, or we were looking to hire somebody. And we created this value that served as the value ladder into the business. And that was what we did in a services model. Many people in the online space are creating low ticket offers, building out funnels, opening up the doors to lower ticket courses that then upsell into something more juicy. Only you know your own product suite, but really getting clear on that customer journey, writing it down, rinse and repeating it, pressure testing it with your team, putting it out into the market as a beta, then a pilot, then a fully fleshed out program. This is what I love about building a business. It's literally like a science experiment that takes years and years to perfect. Don't get down on yourself if you haven't done this yet, or if you haven't thought about it this way. You can start now. I really believe that, yes, our businesses are science labs. They're also art, blank canvases that we get to paint every single day of our own lives. It's so empowering. Now, once you really get clear on that customer journey, I want you to think about your seasonality as well as your own capacity and align your product suite to that, because not every offer needs to be on all the time. We at the agency had a season of only taking on so many clients because my team was only so big, and it was, a delicious problem to have when we got more business than we could handle. And we would create wait lists and we would cast people out to begin, you know, we got the client interested in January, We would explain we can't start until March or April, and that would only make them want us more, which was amazing. And many of us in the online space go through launch seasons where we deliver only in set times throughout the year. You want to design your business to your life, not just your income. So for my business, I don't think I've ever shared this publicly, not that it's a big breaking news, but I'm taking a sabbatical this summer. I'm taking 1 month off. I've never done that in my entire career. And I decided at the end of 2024 in November, after being on the road with my book tour, I was on the road with the light work from April through October, got bronchitis, got really physically depleted. It was rough. As much as it was expansive, it was really rough. And I said to my team in November of 2024, I looked at them and I said, I want to take summer 2025 off next year. It was a huge risk and ask personally and professionally to declare that. And lucky I'm surrounded by a beautiful team that supports me in all the ways. And they looked at me like, great, we'll build the entire product suite and roadmap to fit around what you need next year. And so we designed all of the programs, the launches, the delivery of the programs, the containers, beginning, middle, and end dates, so that come July 1st, there's really nothing going on inside the business. My team will be able to slow down too. And I'm going to travel. I don't know what I'm going to do, to be honest. I'm still figuring it out. I'm actually kind of worried. I'm like, what am I going to do for a full month just not working? It'll be a beautiful test. But all this to say, you have radical permission to design your business around your life, not just your income. And ultimately, we want to create scalable programs, scalable assets, not just services, but to turn your frameworks of all the beautiful things that you do every single day, whether that be your methodology, your 90-day process, your six-month program, and framework it out so that it can live in different forms potentially in time. You might, you know, downgrade a live experience into a digital asynchronous on-demand course. You might turn a course into a retreat curriculum. You might take your book and turn it into a series of low-ticket offers and ebooks. You might take a one-to-one service that you're providing in your services-based business and from that approach, develop a group program. Your intellectual property, what lives inside of your mind and your heart, is business asset. So you want to treat what's coming out of your creative soul like gold, because this isn't just a strategy that you're building, sister. Your product suite is an energetic map. If it feels heavy, if you're confused, if you feel scattered, if your nervous system is dysregulated, your market is going to feel that too. But most of all, you're going to be impacted. And we're here for soul alignment. We're here for feminine flow. We're here for true embodiment of our purpose and trust so that we don't have to hustle in the toxic way, but spiritually hustle in a vibration that makes us magnetic so that we don't have to work so hard. This isn't a pipe dream. This isn't a cute Instagram marketing shareable quote. This is what's possible when we come into this true state of clarity, because clarity equals cash, my friends, and resonance equals results. All right, so final transmission for you today is that you do not need to be everywhere with your business, your products, and your services. You just simply need to be rooted somewhere. One sacred offer aligned with your soul can change your entire life. I speak from some experience, particularly with the Feminine Frequency Business School, my flagship program. You can sign up for the waitlist if you're interested in joining the next cohort, which is happening in the fall. I'll leave the link in the show notes. Or my services-based industry, when I was like the Jill of all trades and over my skis and saying yes to things that weren't fully in alignment both in my heart or my actual capabilities. And as soon as I doubled down on this clarity and built my product suites, everything scaled and my hustle became an asset. And I want that for you. All right, my beautiful souls, I will see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Thank you for joining me on this unlocking episode. And I really hope that you took this key, put it on your own keychain, and start to unlock your own lock. Love you. See you soon. Bye.